Yabat Vatsapah. Exactly like the coward boys. Vatsaka Alpaka Vapahu. And exactly like the tender bodies of the calves. Yavat Kara Angri Adikam. Exactly to the measurement of their particular varieties. Of legs and hands. Yavat Yasti Vishana Venu Dala Sik. Not only like their bodies. But exactly like their bugles, flutes, lunch bags, and so on. Yavat Vibhusha Ambaram. Exactly like their garments and dress. In all their varied particulars. Yavat Chilaguna Abhida. Akriti vayaha. Their exact character, habits, features, attributes, and explicit bodily features. Yavat vihara adikam. Exactly according to their tastes or amusements. Sarvam. Everything in detail. Vishnu Maham. Expansions of Vasudeva. Vishnu. Gira Angavat. Voices exactly like theirs. Ajaha. Krishna. Sarvasarupa Babbao. Created everything in detail as himself, without any change. So translation, by his Vasudeva feature, Krishna simultaneously expanded himself into the exact number of missing coward boys and calves with their exact bodily features, their particular types of hands, legs, and other limbs, their sticks, bugles, and flutes, their lunch bags, their particular types of dress and ornaments placed in various ways, their names, ages, and forms, and their special activities and characteristics. By expanding himself in this way, beautiful Krishna proved the statement, Samagra Jagat Vishnu Maya, Lord Vishnu is all pervading. So, you can repeat, by his Vasudeva feature, Krishna simultaneously expanded himself into the exact number of missing coward boys and calves with their exact bodily features, their particular types of hands, legs and other limbs, their sticks, bugles, and flutes, their lunch bags, their particular types of dress and ornaments placed in various ways, their names, ages, and forms, and their special activities and characteristics. By expanding himself in this way, beautiful Krishna proved the statement Samagra Jagat Vishnu Mayam. Lord Vishnu is all pervading. So, purport, Vaishnavan Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. As stated in the Brahma Sanghita, 5th chapter, text 33. Advaita Machutam Anadam Nanta Rupam Adyam Purana Purusham Nava Yovanam Cha. Krishna, Param Brahma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is Adyam, the beginning of everything. He is Adi Purusham, the ever youthful, original person. He can expand himself in more forms than one can imagine, yet he does not fall down from his original form as Krishna. Therefore, he is called Achyuta. This is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Swayam Vishnu Mayam Jagat Sarvam Kalv Idam Brahma. It means everything is Brahman. Krishna thus proved that he is everything, that he can become everything, but that still he is personally different from everything. Matstani Sarabhutani Nacha Hom Teshvavastata. Ninth chapter of the Gita. This is Krishna, who is understood by Achincha Veda Veda type of philosophy. Purnasha Purna Adaya Purnam Eva Vashishyate. Krishna is always complete, although he can create millions of universes. All of them full in opulence, as he remains as opulent as ever, without any change, Advaitam. This is explained by different Vaishnava acharyas through philosophies such as Vishuddhadvaita, Vishishtadvaita, and Dvaita. Therefore, one must learn about Krishna from the acharyas. Acharyavan Purusho Veda, one who follows the path of the acharyas knows things as they are. Such a person can know Krishna as he is, at least to some extent. And as soon as one understands Krishna, jama karma chame divyam evam yo veti tatvata, one is liberated from material bondage, chaktva deham purna janma naiti man eti sojama. Okay. Again, the verse. Yavat vatsapa vatsa kalpaka vapur yavat karangya radikam yavat yaste vishana venu dalaseg yavat vibhusham baravum yavat chela guna bidakriti vaiho yavat viharadikam Sarvam Vishnu Mayam Girom Gavaraja Sarva Sarupo Babaho. So, Om Gana, Timidanda Shah, Gananjana, Shalakya, Chakshur, Om Meditam Yena Tismai Shigurveda Maha. So, reading this particular verse, what struck me was that Krishna divided himself by his Vasudev feature. So there's two reasons why Vasudev is mentioned here. Of course, the word Vasudev means everywhere. Someone who is expanded everywhere is what the word means. And so it's the same, different than the word Vasudev. Vasudev is Krishna's father. Vasudev is the all-pervasive Supreme Personality of Godhead. So one reason why the word Vasudev is used here is that it indicates that Krishna knows everything. And therefore, Krishna knew and knows exactly what the coward boys looked like, what they thought about, what their favorite foods were, every single aspect of these coward boys was known to Krishna, and Krishna was able to duplicate them. And in Vishnu forms. That's another reason why the word Vasudeva is used. And it's explained by the acharyas that when Krishna kills the demons, even in Vrindavan, he does that in his Vasudeva expansion. Generally, when we talk about Krishna's Vasudeva expansion, we're talking about Krishna outside of Vrindavan. You know, where Krishna manifests the forearms and everything like that. But even in Vrindavan, the killing of the demons is accomplished by the Vasudeva expansion. So, thinking about all these different expansions, I actually was interested. Yeah, I've been interested for many years in understanding the difference between all these different terms like Swayam Rupa, Swayam Prakash, Tad Ekatma Rupa, Prabhava Vilas, Vai Baba Vilas. You know, you get all these different terms. And finally, I took it upon myself to learn them. Interesting. After 50 years in the Hare Krishna movement. So these are the technical terms. Of course, It's not necessary to know all these technical terms in order to go back to God. All you got to know is Advaita Chaita Manadaya Ananta Rupam. That Krishna's there, he's God, and all these different forms are the same person, and Navayovanam Chal, they're youthful. Of course, maybe Krishna has an old form, but he's not really old. You know, when we talk about age, old, that means decrepit. Isn't it? What crepit? Decrepit. I mean, things start to disintegrate. So even if Krishna exhibits a form as an older person, which, you know, obviously he probably has an incarnation as an older person, it's not decrepit, because his body is Sachin Ananda Vigraha, Jopi Sanavyatman, Bhutanam, Isharopisham, Pratim Swamadistaya, Sambhavami Atmaya. He comes down in his transcendental form. He doesn't come down or take the material body that's subject to become decrepit. We practically, personally understand what decrepit means now. I never understood that 10 or 20 years ago. But now I understand it. Anyway, so, means things fall apart. Entropy. Entropy means, of course, sometimes people use it in different contexts, but entropy means that things tend to fall apart. Complex things tend to become less complex, and of course that's in opposition to the theory of evolution, where they say that less complex things become more complex. But actually, according to the latest scientific discoveries, there's something called de-evolution. You understand? De-evolution. I mean, devolution. Something is de-evolution or devolution. Devolution. So, which means, as people have mutations, and this is a little bit coming attraction from one of my presentations, that in each generation there is somewhere between 200 and 1,000 mutations that are introduced in the next generation. And these mutations are not helpful. Actually, practically speaking, all the scientists examining all these things, the mutations actually take away a particular character. So I'm not going to get into this. But Krishna's body, Navayovanam, he's always youthful, full of energy, whether he exhibits a fish body or a tortoise body or an old body or whatever body, is ever youthful. He has youthful energy. You understand? So, anyway, so that's all we really have to understand. You don't have to understand all these technicalities to go back to God. It's not that at the pearly gates, St. Peter, sorry, Jaya and Vijaya, will ask you the questions. Do you know what a Swayam Prakash, a Swayam Vilas, a Prakash? No. Actually, the word Prakash means like the sun to exhibit something. Just to let you know. Anyway. So here's the interesting, I find it interesting because it's the delineation of the different types of Krishna's characteristics. So Krishna in Vrindavan exhibits his personal form. That means Ete Chansa Kalat Putan Krishna's Tu Bhagavan Swayam. The form which is actually the source of all the other incarnations. That's Bhagavatam's statement. Ete Chansa Kalat Putan Krishna's Tu Bhagavan Swayam. That all the other incarnations are portions of plenary portions of Krishna, but Krishna is the original Bhagavan. So in this personal form, there's actually two categories. I hope everyone's taking notes. One is called Swayam Rupa, and the other one's called Swayam Prakash. Okay, Swayam means original. Prakash means like manifestation or illumination, okay? So this is Krishna in Vrindavan. And Swayam Rupa, original, Rupa means form, of course. And in this original form, there's two categories, to confuse you further. One is called Prava Prabhava, and the other one is called Vibhava. Prabhava is when Krishna is there, you know, playing his flute, and he's there, you know, Krishna, playing with the cows and everything like that. And then Vaibhava specifically refers, Vaibhava in Braj, Vaibhava refers to something different outside of Braj. But in Braj, Vaibhava refers to Balaram. That means the same, but looking differently. Everybody understand that so far? So let's go back. Swayam Rupa has two categories. The two categories are Prabhava and Vaibhava. Prabhava is when Krishna is just there, you know, one Krishna. One Krishna, that's interesting. You know, just there, in single form. Single form. And Vaibhava refers to when Krishna exhibits a slightly different aspect in Vrindavan, and that's Balaram. That's in Vrindavan, okay? Okay, so that's under Swayam Rupa. And under Swayam Prakash is when Krishna exhibits many different forms, but they're all the same. They're not different features. Like, Balaram was a different feature, so he's Vaibhava under Swayam Rupa. So Swayam Prakash means that Krishna is actually exhibiting the same forms. And of course, as we mentioned the other day, some acharyas say, you know, Krishna appears in the same form, dancing with each and every gopi, because he moves so fast. He's like the flash, you know, that he appears. Anyway, that was Gopal's understanding. But other acharyas say that Krishna actually is in different forms. I was just reading that yesterday, that Krishna actually appears, but all looking exactly the same. So neither of these two categories, or the first category with its two divisions, or the second category with one division, refers to the coward boys that Krishna expanded as. Neither was it Swayam Rupa, Swayam Prakash, or Prabhava or Vaibhava. Okay. Okay. Got that so far? So then, outside of Vrindavan, this is inside of Vrindavan we're talking about, and also inside of Vrindavan, when Krishna kills the demons or Krishna expands as the coward voice, then there's the Prabhava Vilas and the Vaibhava Vilas. This gets a little more complicated here. And all these are under the jurisdiction of what's called Tad Ekatma Rupa, that first or one form. Because in other words, Krishna, it's never a different body, so it's always Tad Ekatma Rupa, except when we're talking about Avesh. I'm trying to go slow with this. Avesh means like someone who's empowered, like Shaktavesh, like Prithu Maharaj is Shaktavesh, Srila Prabhupada is Shaktavesh. But other than the Shaktavesh, we have Tad Ekatma Rupa, that means it's always the same transcendental body, but exhibited in different ways. And that refers to when Krishna appears in different ways and as himself. And these are all Swamsa. Swamsa as himself, or Vilas means different appearances, and these are such as the Purusha avatars, Macha avatars, Karma avatar, Nishrina avatars. Okay. And then talking about Vilas, when there's a different appearance, then the first Chaturvyuha, or the first Vasudeva in the Chaturvyuha, is called Prabhava. And all the other expansions of the Chaturvyuha, Sankarshan, Prajuna, Aniruddha, are called Vaibhava, including the 24 forms of Vishnu that preside over the different planets in the spiritual world. Has everybody got that so far? I know I don't expect you to remember. I probably don't remember it myself. We need a little chart.
I have a chart.
You have a chart. But it's quite interesting. You know, it's quite it's interesting that, you know, these are, but it's all Krishna except for the Avesh. Try to remember that. That's all you have to remember at the time of death. So there's no need to remember all that. Okay, so that's the first topic here. And the second topic I thought was quite interesting too was Prabhupada mentioned about the different acharyas and their different teachings. And I wanted to talk about that a little bit too, because that's important to understand. Vishuddha Dvaita, Vishishta Dvaita, and Dvaita Dvaita. And of course, we have Dvaita, which is Sripad Madhvacharya. So let's talk a little bit about the acharyas. So Vishuddha Dvaita is Vishnu Swami. Vishnu Swami is the Rudra Sampradaya. And it's interesting, looking at the history of Vishnu Swami, there are three different Vishnu Swamis. Anyway. And their philosophy, Vishishta Dvaita, is Brahman is Vishnu, non-dual, same thing as we believe in. And Brahman has all different qualities. The soul is part of Brahman. We're spiritual sparks. Everything emanates from Brahman, the same thing. The cause of one's bondage is one's attachment to karma. It's a little bit different than our philosophy. Our philosophy is the cause of one's bondage is turning the face away from Krishna. Krishna Bhakti and Mukh. But also they say the process of release is devotion based upon the Srimad Bhagavatam. So all these different sampradayas, they actually accept the Srimad Bhagavatam as the summum bonum, the topmost understanding. And they say the goal of life is to be with Krishna and not to return in the material world. So that's Vishnu Swami. I'm just giving a brief summary of that. And then we talked about Nimbarka the other day. Remember, we talked about Nimbarka's appearance day. That's the Kumara Sampradaya. And we told the story about how Nimbarka met the four Kumaras. Remember? Remember that? Remember the story? You know, it was Lord Shiva who told them, the four Kumaras are here, or close by, go and see them. And he got blessed by the four Kumaras, initiated by the four Kumaras. It's interesting also that Nimbarka, sometimes in the Kumara Sampradaya, Balava is considered to be the Acharya rather than Nimbarka. You know, you hear about Balabhacharya in Braj. Just like if you go to Barshana, there's a lot of followers of Balabhacharya. And his philosophy is very, very simple. Similar. Believes in natural difference in oneness between Bhagawan and the jivas. You know, and he also talks about the jivas being materially conditioned and liberated. And he says a mukta jiva, conditioned soul, vada jiva, that's bad jiva, for those of you who don't understand, can become liberated through sadhana, which we agree to. And but the sadhana requires cultivation of knowledge, engaged in certain rituals, meditation, and ultimately in surrender, and ultimately he says guru prapatti, complete dedication to the instruction of the guru. And it's very similar to what we talk about, yasya prasada, bhagavat prasada, yasya prasada, nalakati patopi. And then as far as actually I want to talk about in the Brahma Sampradaya, we have Madhvacharya, of course. And Madhvacharya, basically, it's almost the same as what we accept with the Chinchaveda Veda Tattva. Madhvacharya, though, does draw a distinction between different types of jivas, which is interesting. He talks about how some jivas are naturally in the mode of ignorance. Some jivas are mostly naturally not mostly, but naturally in the mode of passion. Seldom jivas are mostly or naturally in the mode of goodness. And some jivas just ain't going to get out of the material world, because he takes the verse in the Bhagavad Gita in a very literal sense, where Krishna says, I put them into lower and lower species of life, never to approach me. You know that verse? You know, Krishna says in the Gita. So that's quite depressing, that verse. But we understand, yes, we accept the verse literally, but that's never, we understand that by the mercy of the pure devotee, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even one of the jivas in the mode of ignorance, of course, we also say the same thing, you know, Om Gana Timidanda Shah Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Miditam Yenatismai Shigadve Namaha, that I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and by the mercy of my spiritual masters, open my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. So that's really how we differentiate in our understanding. Also, Madhvacharya considers the demigods to be some of the greatest devotees. And of course, that's understandable because he is Vayuputra. He's the son of Vayu. So that's Madhvacharya. So let's talk about the Sri Sampradaya. Let me finish with Madhvacharya, because that's also interesting too. Madhvacharya, his 5 points, which you call the Panchaveda, like we have a Chinchaveda, Veda, Tattva. So he has the Panchaveda, the 5 points. One's distinction between God and the individual. There's a distinction between God and the individual soul. There's a distinction between God and matter. You know, he's talking about dvaita, duality. Distinction between the individual soul and matter. But he talks about absolute distinctions between, you know, God and the individual soul. This is not an absolute distinction between God and the individual soul. According to Bhagavad Gita, we have that the soul is part and parcel of Krishna, right? Mami Vamsa Jivaloke Jivabhuta Sanatana. It's not absolutely the same quality. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu really refines Madhvacharya's teachings. And he says the distinction between one soul and another, that's true, thank God I'm not anyone else. And there's a distinction between one material thing and another. So, and then we'll talk about the Sri Sampradaya we talked about, the Kumara. The Sri Sampradaya, incidentally, is... no time. That's the just want to mention, it's the closest to our understanding. Vasishtha Dvaita is the closest to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, which is Veda Veda Tattva. So that's Ramanujacharya. And sorry, we didn't have enough time. On that happy note, you'll have a lot of things to be tested on tomorrow when you go to jump at the school. So. Okay. All